News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia Tuesday for what the Kremlin said would be a comprehensive discussion with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reuters correspondent Ed Barron has more.
In typical fashion, North Korean state media confirmed Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un had in fact set off on a rare trip out of the country to visit Russia's Far East. His private train was headed to an unconfirmed destination for what the Kremlin described as comprehensive discussions with Vladimir Putin amid warnings from Washington they should not trade weapons. The Russian president gave little away to reporters who asked him why he was going to the Vostochny Cosmodrome on Tuesday, saying he had his own agenda there. U.S. officials have said arms talks between Russia and North Korea are actively advancing and that Kim and Putin were likely to discuss the war in Ukraine. Weapons are one thing Pyongyang has at its disposal, but it and Moscow both deny North Korea could supply arms to Russia, which has expended vast stocks in more than 18 months of war.
That's Reuters correspondent Ed Barron reporting. Rescuers in Morocco are racing against time to find any possible survivors as the death toll from the nation's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades rose to more than 2,800. Rescue teams from Spain, Britain, and Qatar have joined Moroccan rescue efforts after a 6.8 magnitude quake struck Friday in the high Atlas Mountains, with the epicenter 72 kilometers southwest of Marrakesh. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva Tuesday, the International Federation of the Red Cross made an appeal to raise $112 million to deliver assistance to the victims of the earthquake. Red Cross Red Crescent Global Director Carolyn Holt told reporters she has concerns about further illness, injury and illness due to damage to water supplies in the country. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News.